Bethel Search and Rescue has never had a building of its own. But now the all-volunteer organization is moving into their very own building, and for many involved with the organization, it's a momentous occasion. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
From the outside, Bethel's newest headquarters blends into its surroundings. It rests just a snowball's throw from Bethel's only highway, but it's tucked away in some of town's oldest alders and in one of the oldest neighborhoods. There, the Crimson Building is inconspicuous and goes unnoticed even by longtime Bethel residents. Much like Bethel Search and Rescue, the construction project has been understated but vital. Earl Samuelson is an Alaska State Trooper pilot. He regularly performs missions with the Volunteer Search and Rescue Squad. He says this new building of theirs is monumental.
But a place where they can call home, I think it's probably one of the most amazing things that has happened for the local search and rescue. That it probably has happened in many years.
Inside, about two dozen people are checking out the brand new headquarters. Bethel Search and Rescue President Peter Achak is taking it all in as he darts into a room.
We even got a kitchenette here with a fridge and a sink and a little stove there.
Minutes later, in front of the crowd, contractor Jimmy Gwen turns over the keys to Achak and the Bethel Search and Rescue team.
Okay, here we go. Instead of keys, he's in charge of these things. Don't let him lose them. One goes to Mike right away.
Absolutely. Yep.
Congratulations.
The building is modest in appearances and is mainly a large floor space. Rows of fluorescent lights run down the long ceiling. According to Gwen, the building was made to SAR specifications.
The building is the newest high-tech, energy-efficient building you can build at a low cost. The size is 40 by 60, two 10 by 10 offices, two 10 by 10 kitchens slash bathrooms, R30 in the walls, Toyota stove heat.
The new headquarters is basically a fort of insulation, meant to keep heating bills low and maintain enough space for meetings and other events. Since their inception over 30 years ago, Bethel Search and Rescue has saved scores of lives in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And when a rescue becomes a recovery, they have searched countless days in hopes of returning a body to anguished family. But all their work is on their own time, and usually on their own dime. Lifelong Bethel resident Ray Watson says the search and rescue guys are the only chance lost or stranded travelers often have. Watson came to see their new headquarters.
They don't ask for anything in return. All they're about is saving lives and helping the community.
To accomplish that, search and rescue members keep equipment in their own homes. And as Achak says, just meeting together can become a logistical dilemma.
When it comes time for meetings, we've scrounged for space, you know, any place that we can gather to sit down to have a meeting.
As the crowd dissipates, a few SAR members linger about. The space seems even bigger now. The only objects are a 12-pack of Coke and a few plaques from the Alaska State Troopers and the City of Bethel. With bodies out of the way, Achak envisions what their new base could look like in the future.
The space in the middle will be our meeting space, training space here, where you can place a map and then plan out our rescue missions that we do.
But how exactly the organization will fill out their new space is still a bit uncertain. The state gave Bethel Search and Rescue just over $200,000 to build the place. That wasn't enough to buy any land, so the city of Bethel is basically donating that. With a one-time appropriation now spent, Search and Rescue is not expecting any new funding.
Bring your own chair. or some, we can ask somebody for a few chairs to get started with, maybe.
Though empty, Achak says he's been dreaming of a search and rescue headquarters for decades now. But even in his dreams, it didn't look like this.
I hadn't expected we would get something, our first building would be something close to a high-tech building that we can be proud of, that our group can be proud of and take care of. So, yes, we are very proud. It's a very big day for us.
Search and Rescue plans on using the building to train as well as coordinate rescues, and they believe it will help them to become more efficient at saving lives. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.